This is the Hustle Mohawk Magazine correspondent Willie Terry, and I'm here at the Schenectady Juneteenth, and I'm at a table that says the Glenmont Job Corps. And I have two representatives, and their name are
Ariel Rosado
and
Alexis Waller.
Okay, before I ask you about Glenmont Job Corps, tell me something about yourself. Y'all became kind of young, you know, doing this.
Okay.
Yes, I'm 20 years old. I'm from Newark, New Jersey. And I'm currently taking medical administrative assistant for Glenmont Job Corps.
So my name's Alexis. I'm from Kingston, New York, born in Long Island. I originally came for the CNA program, but switched and changed my mind to the medical administrative assistance program. And it's I just came here because I knew that I would find like what I really want to do here.
Now, you're in the Glenmont Job Corps.
Yes, we're students.
Students, mm-hmm. Okay. And the Glenmont Job Corps, is it near Albany?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. And you say you're from out of town, though,
yes.
Originally.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you were recruited?
I was, yes. I'm currently a student. Like I said, I'm from Newark, New Jersey.
You recruited in Newark, New Jersey to work for the...
Well, I'm a student here.
Oh, I came from school?
Oh, I came from Central High School in Newark, New Jersey, and then I came all the way to Glenmont.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you said you was a student.
Well, yeah, I'm a student here.
Yeah.
For the program.
Oh, for the program.
We live on campus.
Huh?
We live on campus.
Oh, okay. So the Job Corps got a campus.
Yes.
Gotcha.
I understand that. I was thinking about a college when you said I'm a student.
Oh, yeah. It's set up like a college.
It's a trade school.
A trade school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So tell me something about the Glenmont Job Corps. What do they do? What's the purpose of it? What constituents do they serve?
Right. Okay. So Glenmont Job Corps is a trade school program that provides opportunities for the youth, 16 to 24 years old, to pursue a career of their choice. They can choose, CNA, medical, certified medical assistant. They can do security, and then students also have the opportunity to. Pursue their to get their GED as well and their high school diploma, and yeah.
Now, let's say I'm a youth and I'm in Troy and Albany. How will I get involved in the Job Corps, or do I have to come to Glenmont?
How would you personally?
No. I was just giving you a scenario.
Oh, okay. So we do tons of things like outreaching, and outreaching is basically like we go out into the community and we inform people about the program. That's one way you could find out about your program. You could also speak with guidance counselors in schools. We also have like tons of things online that tell about Glenmont. I know that I learned about Glenmont on social media. So those are things that you could do to find out about the program, and it will show you steps online on how to enroll.
Right. Now, one thing I was saying, do they have a Job Corps in Troy? Do they have a Job Corps in Albany?
No. The one that's near there is this one right here, Glenmont.
Oh, okay. Now, what is the age of people that get involved in the Job Corps?
16 through 24.
24?
Yes.
Okay, and they have to fill out an application?
Yes. So how we would do it is we give out papers, and it also says online what you would need when they interview you. So things are like as like your social security, I believe, and your birth certificate and stuff like that, and you would just go speak to an admissions counselor and they will get you enrolled from the program, and then that's how we take it from there.
Now, what if kids are coming out of high school and want to get involved in the Job Corps, and they want to, you know, move up further? Do it help you if you want to go to college?
Yes. Absolutely. They do provide services for you to go to college of your choice. So once you get your GED or your high school diploma, then that's when you get to pick and choose where you would like to go, and then they place you in that college of your choice. So they do help you.
Okay. Now, what about money? to live.
Oh.
And finances.
Well, the cost of living, everything is free. So you get free living expenses, free food expenses. They provide all of that there in the program, which I think is a really great perk to Glenmont Job Corps.
So if someone's in the program, at what point do they graduate out of the program?
Well, it depends on the trade itself. So each trade has different, different times as far as like, you know, when they finish. So specifically for my trade, medical administrative assistant, I would trade 6 to 8 months. And then the GED program is about 1 month, I believe, as well as the high school diploma. So it doesn't take long, maybe a year the most to get all your credentials so you can graduate.
So tell me some about the success of the program. You know, how many students do you normally help out?
Mm-hmm. Well, the teachers help you get employed, usually around jobs that are in the area, so like Albany, Schenectady, Troy's, jobs like that. And they have this thing where they check, is it every 4 months? I think it's every 4 months where they check to see if you're still working at that same job. And they check in with the students even after they graduate, I think up to a year. Up to 1 year. The teachers, again, are really helped. They also help you with, living expenses after you graduate, like apartments and stuff like that. And, financing plans, you know.
So what are the number of students that come through your program, you know, is it?
Right now, we have, about 300 students. Right now, we have, 300 students on campus right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is it, if a person coming into the program, is there a reason they come into the Job Corps? Like, is something happened that they get in there?
Everyone's story, because we have tons of students, there's tons of diversity. Right. So everyone has a different story. Like, we have students that, unfortunately are homeless. We have students, we have many students that, they come from different backgrounds, so everyone is different.
Oh, okay. Now, how do one get in touch with the Job Corps and website or number to get involved with this?
Well, like I said, we do outreaching, so we hand out pamphlets that have our numbers. Online, it should say the number right at the bottom.
What's the website?
The website, it's jobcorps.org or something like that. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can.
Is there a number they can call?
Absolutely. We have numbers. We have pamphlets.
Jobcorps.gov.
Mm-hmm. It's jobcorps.gov.
.gov.
Oh, okay.
And the international number is 1-800-733-5627.
Okay. Now, how is this program funded?
The program is funded by the government. So they provide money for our trips, they pay for our food, they pay. So yeah, it's from the government. So that's the good benefit.
And again, just tell me, so the audience will know, what are these types of skills that the Job Corps offer people? What are the?
Okay, so we have classes for medical administrative assistant. We have CNA, certified nursing assistant. Mm-hmm. We have security. We have culinary, we have facility maintenance.
And that's all six.
And that's...
And they all teach different types of things. Like, I know for our program, we learn how to do things like electric health records, billing and coding. We learn how to get good typing skills, how to be employable. That's all trades show kids how to be employable so that they can succeed at their jobs and be successful.
Right. Now, you...
Oh, we also offer certifications as well. I forgot to mention those. Every trade has different certifications that they're going to get along the way in their trade.
Right. Okay. Now, today, in the day high-tech world, you got to learn some high-tech skills.
Yes.
Do they have any, offer any high-tech skills in terms of you know, computer or, mm-hmm. I don't know, security, cyber security or anything like that?
Yes, a lot of the work is actually done on computers. Like, I know I did shadowing, which, like, is basically where you, when you first get there, you're going to feel out the classes, mm-hmm. and I saw a lot of the students working on the computers and doing their work on mostly computer-based programs.
So they do learn a lot of computer skills.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Definitely.
Now, is there anything else that, you know, that the audience should know in reference to the Job Corps that may be pertinent?
We do. Oh yeah, we receive a stipend at the end. That if you had your diploma already, when you get there, you get $500. But for the kids that actually had to do the work to get their high school diploma in that program or GED, they get $1,200. So that's great.
Okay. All right.
And you get paid. You get paid every 2 weeks.
You get paid. That's the number one thing. You gotta get some money
right.
to survive,
yes,
guys.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. All right. Thank y'all.
No problem.
For this interview, and I forgot your name. Your name?
Ariel.
And
Alexis.
And Alexis from the Glenmont Job Corps.
Thank you so much.
All right.